As my comprehension of science has grown, it has gradually become evident to me that, insofar as understanding the physical world is concerned, there are many areas of traditional Buddhist thought where our explanations and theories are rudimentary when compared to those of modern science. But at the same time, even in the most highly developed scientific countries, it is clear that human beings continue to experience suffering, especially at the emotional and psychological level. The great benefit of science is that it can contribute tremendously to the alleviation of suffering at the physical level, but is only through the cultivation of the qualities of the human heart and the transformation of our attitudes that we can begin to address and overcome our mental suffering. In other words, the enhancement of fundamental human values is indispensable to our basic quest for happiness. Therefore, from the perspective of human well-being, science and spirituality are not unrelated. We need both, since the alleviation of suffering must take place at both the physical and the psychological levels. This book is not an attempt to unite science and spirituality, Buddhism being the example I know best, but an effort to examine two important human disciplines for the purpose of developing a more holistic and integrated way of understanding the world around us, one that explores deeply the seen and the unseen through the discovery of evidence bolstered by reason. I am not attempting a scholarly treatment of the potential points of convergence and difference between Buddhism and science. I'll leave that to the professional academics. Rather, I believe that spirituality and science are different but complementary investigative approaches with the same greater goal of seeking the truth. In this, there is much each may learn from the other, and together they may contribute to expanding the horizon of human knowledge and wisdom. Moreover, through the dialogue between the two disciplines, I hope both science and spirituality may develop to be of better service to the needs and well-being of humanity. In addition, by telling the story of my own journey, I wish to emphasize to the millions of my fellow Buddhists worldwide the need to take science seriously and to accept its fundamental discoveries within their worldview. This dialogue between science and spirituality has a long history, especially with respect to Christianity. In the case of my own tradition, Tibetan Buddhism, for various historical, social, and political reasons, the full encounter with a scientific worldview is still a novel process. The implications of what science has to offer are still not wholly clear. Regardless of different personal views about science, no credible understanding of the natural world or our human existence, what I'm going to call in this book a worldview, can ignore the basic insights of theories as key as evolution, relativity, and quantum mechanics. It may be that science will learn from an engagement with spirituality, especially in its interface with wider human issues, from ethics to society, but certainly some specific aspects of Buddhist thought, such as its old cosmological theories and its rudimentary physics, will have to be modified in the light of new scientific insights. I hope this book will be a contribution to the critical project of enlivening the dialogue between science and spirituality. Because my aim is to explore issues of the deepest significance for our contemporary world, I have wished to communicate with the widest possible audience. It's not easy, given the sometimes complex reasoning and argumentation in both science and Buddhist philosophy. In my eagerness to make the discussion accessible, I may on occasion have oversimplified issues. I'm grateful to my two editors, my longtime translator Thupten Jinpa and his colleague Joss Elsner, for their assistance in helping me to articulate my ideas as lucidly as possible in English. I also wish to thank the numerous individuals who have helped them and commented on the various stages of the manuscript. Above all, I'm grateful to all the scientists who have met with me, been so generous with their time, and shown such extraordinary patience in explaining complex ideas to a sometimes slow student. I regard them all as my teachers.